You're listening to the 30 Days of Discipline podcast. And now your host, John Shea.
How's it going, everyone? Wanted to make this video to kind of talk a little bit about the habit of waking up early. Just sort of discuss, you know, where I'm at now and where I hope to be after doing this 30-day challenge with waking up early. I've never really been a morning person. I can tell you that right now. I really like to sleep in. You know, I would probably sleep in till 9, 10 o'clock would be very common for me. I used to work a job where I had usually a shift that could change anywhere from 9 to 6, 10 to 7, or even 11 to 8. It was a 9-hour day. I had an hour lunch. And for probably the last year that I was there, if not 2 years, actually, I was doing the 11 to 8 shift. And I would actually probably stay up till about midnight, maybe 1 a.m. if I was going to go out to like a bar or something, you know, I could do it. And I would end up basically waking up at like, you know, 10:15, 10:30, rush, get in the shower, grab a bag of cereal or something, just dry cereal to eat in the morning. And I would head into work, and usually my lunches would, you know, I'd eat around like 3, 4 o'clock, something like that. So my day was just like completely off, really not making the most use of my time because I really wasn't all that productive at night. You know, at nighttime I'd be doing things like playing video games or watching TV or just sort of relaxing at the computer, looking at Facebook or something. I guess going into this challenge, this hasn't been, you know, I think if I had been coming from that, jumping right into the challenge, I probably would have been a little scared. But I've actually had to force myself to do a similar schedule. With the 30 Days of Discipline program, you actually have to wake up every day at 5 a.m. It says in the guide that at very latest you could wake up at 7 a.m. Now, to most people waking up at 5 a.m., I mean, they're just going to look at you like you're crazy. I had some guy, he reached out to me, you know, he found me on like a forum and he wanted to kind of like get to know me as an entrepreneur. And he just spent the first 10 minutes talking to me about the fact that I wake up so early in the morning because he wanted to do the interview. He wanted to chat with me at like 9:30, and I said, I can't, I go to bed at 8:30. And that's something I've just been accustomed to with this new job that I got about 3 months ago. I've actually been waking up every single day at about 5 o'clock. I had been getting up at 5:30, and what I would do is leave the house, you know, after taking a shower, grabbing some quick food, getting dressed. I would literally be out the door by 6. Sometimes I'd have to move my girlfriend's car, so it takes me a little bit longer because we only have like a one-lane driveway, so she parked behind me. I'd have to move the car. It takes me a little bit more time. And I would end up getting to work about 6:45, maybe 7 o'clock. As of the past 2 weeks, every single day that I drive in, my commute's about 30 miles one way. A lot of people also think that's crazy. Apparently, it's not normal for most people to be driving 30 miles one way to get to work. But I actually work in a town called Waltham, which is fairly close to Boston. Most of you listening should probably know the city of Boston. I go down the same highway that basically goes straight into Boston, Route 93, and pretty much everyone and their mom is just on this highway in the morning trying to get to work, going to Boston, and the other side of the highway is, you know, is nobody, and it's just insane. Not this past week, but the 2 weeks before that, for 2 weeks straight, I was actually going in, and it was taking me an hour from 6 o'clock to 7 to get into this town 30 miles from my house, and it was just crazy. I even still waking up that early at 5:30, I was still dealing with that traffic. I know if I go in at, like, say, 8, it actually will take me almost an hour 20, maybe an hour and a half, depending on traffic. Depending on if there's, like, one accident, it will throw the whole highway into a jam, and I'll be, like, basically in a parking lot just, you know, driving through. And I got a clutch, too, so it's terrible. My foot will actually start to hurt because I have a high-end clutch in my Subaru that I've got. I've got a WRX. It's like a performance car. So my foot will actually hurt from using the clutch because it's a little harder to put pressure on and keep it down after doing this, you know, on and off, trying to drive through the traffic, slowly moving like first, second gear. But, I just can't stand traffic. So I've actually been waking up at 4:30 in the morning every day now, maybe about 4:45, kind of in that area. You know, I might hit the alarm like once to like 4:40, and then I'll wake up, take a shower. I'll try to be out of the house a little after 5. Now, particularly this morning, I was actually I spent some time with my breakfast and cooking that and eating it before I left. So I probably didn't leave till almost 5:30. But either way, I still made it to work a lot faster just leaving that even extra half hour early. So that's kind of where I'm at. I guess the biggest thing with waking up early is obviously the weekends. You know, like my girlfriend's 21. You know, she wants to like drink and hang out, and we just built a fire pit in the backyard. So it's like, you know, we'll have friends over on the weekend and they want to hang outside and just drink, you know, till like 2 in the morning. And I've actually even had a hard time like staying up past midnight because I get so tired from waking up so early during the week. I just get like, you know, on a Friday or even a Saturday night, I'll just be like ready to hit the hay by like, you know, 10, 11 o'clock. I'm ready to pass out. So that's going to be the biggest thing with this challenge. I mean, I'm basically going to have to like reject opportunity. I know even this past weekend we went to a wedding. And then after that, we got invited to go out to a bar. You know, like, you know, we were out till 1 a.m. And I decided to do that just because I knew that I was jumping into this program. I'm not going to have that opportunity to stay out that late. And I was actually dozing off while sitting at a table with a group of people because I was that tired. But, yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to share. Obviously, you can check back the post that I'm going to put this video on. You can check back on November 20th and kind of see how I'm sort of making a change by even waking up early on the weekends. That's kind of a big thing for me because right now I'm waking up and then I'm driving straight into work. And, you know, I get out early and I have about 5 hours or so until I go to bed, which really wouldn't be any different if I worked till like 9 to 6 and then I just stayed up till midnight. But if on a weekend, you know, if I wake up on Saturday at 5:30 and I have that whole day, you know, the morning, if my girlfriend's sleeping, I can get a lot of stuff done, whereas otherwise I might have slept in, gone downstairs, watched TV till 11 o'clock. You know, it's like half my day is already gone right there. And before I know it, the afternoon's there, and it's like the day just doesn't end up being as productive. So I'm really, really looking forward to kind of seeing what this does and if it's something I'm going to be able to stick with a little bit better, maybe, you know, going forward in the future here. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the 30 Days of Discipline podcast.